From Spark and Anvil and ChemQuest, this is Sodi and Chapter 1 of the ChemQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Sodi was a small rabbit. Her right palm was always open. It stretched out to you. Her eyes were bright and eager. Sodi was small. Her fur was warm gray, cream, and soft russet. She moved in quick, bouncy hops. Her eyes were always bright. She loved to give things away. Her special thing was her open right palm. It always faced up. A tiny glowing dot floated just above it. This dot was her extra electron. She really wanted to give it away. Sodi almost never closed that hand. She was always ready to offer. This was super important. Sodi was like sodium, Na. Sodium has one extra electron. It's in its outer shell. It has one more than it needs. It wants to be stable. So, sodium's whole story is simple. It wants to get rid of that extra electron. When sodium gives it away, it changes. It becomes a positive ion, Na+. Its inner shell is now stable. Sodium does this very eagerly. It tries to give its electron away everywhere. This is why pure sodium metal is dangerous. It reacts fast with water. It gives electrons to water's hydrogen atoms. That eagerness also helps make table salt. Sodium loves to pair with chlora. Chlora wants an electron. Sodi wants to give one up. They are a perfect match. It was important to know this. Sodi never said she was just generous. She always explained why. "I have one extra electron," she'd say. "That's it. My outer shell has one electron. If I give it up, my next shell down is full. That full shell becomes my new outer shell. It makes me much more stable. So I give it up all the time. People call that generous, but it's really just me wanting to be stable. Once I give my electron away, I become Na+. I'm a positive ion then. I'm stable, I'm happy."
Sodi grew up in a small village. Her family had a special job there. They were the village's gift bearers. Each spring, they carried welcome gifts. They went from house to house. It was a big festival. This job meant always giving. You couldn't expect anything back. A gift bearer who waited was not good. One who kept gifts was useless. But a rabbit who gave freely and then moved on? Everyone loved them. Sodi learned this by age 6. Giving was her family's special skill. It made her happy. It gave her movements a clear path. It made her feel steady. One year, Sodi was just 5. She carried a basket of berry tarts. Her little paws held it carefully. She hopped to Farmer McGregor's door. He was a grumpy old badger. Sodi held out a tart. "Welcome, Farmer McGregor," she chirped. He grumbled, but took the tart. Sodi didn't wait for thanks. She just hopped to the next house. A warm feeling spread through her. It was like a little hum. Giving felt good. It felt right. She knew her family's craft was important. Sodi bounded to the ChemQuest Academy. She was 22 years old. Professor Beaker met her there. "What is sodium?" he asked. Sodi stood tall. She held out her open palm. "I have one extra outer shell electron," she said. "I give it away every chance I get. That makes me Na+. I'm a stable positive ion. I pair with anyone who needs an electron, especially chlora. We make table salt, NaCl. The giving is how I find stability. Once I'm Na+, I'm happy." Beaker smiled. "You are appointed," he said.
In her workshop, Sodi started every first lesson the same way. Students sat on benches. They looked a little nervous. Sodi bounded to the front. Her ears twitched with excitement. She held out her open right palm. The small glowing electron dot floated above it. It pulsed softly. "I am Sodi," she announced. "I teach the chemistry of sodium. Think of me as the generous giver. My big move is simple. I have one extra electron. I always give it away. Once I give it, I'm Na+. I'm stable. I'm done. Now watch this," she winked. "Watch me hand my electron to chlora." Just then, a sleek green cat bounded in. This was chlora. She had a slightly grumpy look. Her paws were ready to grab. Sodi beamed at her friend. "Chlora, perfect timing," Sodi said. Chlora just purred. Sodi held out her glowing electron. Clara's paw shot out. Zap! The electron zipped from Sodi's palm. It landed in Clara's paw. A tiny spark flew. Sodi's palm was now empty. Clara's paw glowed faintly. "See," Sodi said. "I gave it. I'm Na+ now. Clara is Cl-. We're both stable, and together we're table salt." The students gasped. They wrote notes quickly. She taught the important facts about sodium. She called them the sodium scaffolds.
First, sodium has one extra electron. Just one. It's in its outer shell. It's one more than it needs. It really wants to give it up. That makes it stable. Second, when sodium gives that electron away, it changes. It becomes Na+. That's a positive ion. Its inner shell is now full. That full shell becomes its new outer shell. It feels stable. It feels happy. Third, pure sodium metal is super reactive. It's not safe to touch. Sodi showed a video. A tiny piece of sodium hit water. Whoosh! It fizzed and sparked. It gave its electrons to the water. It made gas and heat. Never touch pure sodium without a grown-up, Sodi warned. It's not for kitchen experiments. Fourth, sodium loves chlorine. Sodi showed Clara again. Sodi gave her electron. Clara took it. Sodi became Na+. Clara became Cl-. They had opposite charges, so they stuck together. This bond is called an ionic bond. It makes table salt, NaCl. Fifth, sodium is inside your body. Yes, really. The Na+ ions help your nerves send signals. They keep your body's water balanced. They help control your blood pressure. You get sodium from salty food. It's in many other foods too. Sixth, there's the sodium-potassium pump. It's in every cell. Your cells work hard. They push sodium out, they pull potassium in. They do this all the time. It takes a lot of energy. This pump helps your nerves work. It's super important for life. Seventh, remember Sodi's big rule. Don't just say sodium is generous. She is generous because of her electron. Giving it away makes her stable. Her atomic structure makes her who she is. It's not just a feeling. Sodi always made this clear. Every time you eat salty food, she'd say, billions of me go into your blood. Once I'm there, I'm Na+. The giving is done. My job then is to carry signals. They go along your nerves. I also balance the water in your cells. My simple giving helps with big body work. Students often ask Sodi a question. Is sodium chemistry hard? They'd ask. Sodi would just smile. She always said the same thing. It is not hard, she'd say. It is one extra electron. It's always given away. That's the simple reason for everything. Her open palm stayed open. The next electron waited. It was ready to go.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sodi. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.